From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. A prominent former general who raised stark warnings about the Iraq War is President-elect Obama's choice to head the Veterans Affairs Department. Retired General Eric Shinseki, the former Army Chief of Staff, made his civilian bosses in the Pentagon angry just before the invasion of Iraq when he warned that the United States would need hundreds of thousands more troops than the Bush administration had projected. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is with us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Leanne.
You were reporting from the Pentagon at about the time the war in Iraq began. Give us a little background about General Shinseki and what happened between him and then Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Rumsfeld's deputy at the time, Paul Wolfowitz.
Well, you know, they never really got along, and part of it was a philosophical difference. Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz wanted to cut the number of troops in the Army. And they were never really, they were enamored with push-button warfare at the time, you know, precision weapons, satellite intelligence, faster armored vehicles, and they really thought that larger forces were no longer needed. And this all came to a head just before the Iraq War started in February or so of 2003, when Shinseki told that Senate panel that, quote, several hundred thousand troops would be needed to police Iraq after combat ended. Both Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld brushed aside this as being wildly off the mark. But, you know, Shinseki really knew what he was talking about. He'd been involved in the peacekeeping experience in Bosnia.
What was Shinseki's path to become Army Chief of Staff?
Well, he was raised in Hawaii, like Obama, and his uncles fought in World War II. They were part of the famous 442nd Regiment that was made up of Japanese Americans. And some of these soldiers were actually in the internment camps during World War II and went into the unit from there. This was one of the most decorated units of the war, and it was their stories around the dinner table that spurred Shinseki to a military career. He went to West Point, graduated from there, and then went to Vietnam, where he was seriously wounded. He lost part of his foot when he stepped on a landmine, and of course that will make him better understand what today's veterans are going through, the thousands and thousands who are coming back wounded, seriously wounded from Iraq and Afghanistan. And then Shinseki went on. He was part of the peacekeeping effort in Bosnia, as I mentioned. And then he rose up the ranks and finally became Army Chief of Staff, the first Asian American to be head of the Army.
What's he been doing during the few years he's been retired? Has he been prominent in Veterans Affairs?
You know, he's spoken to veterans groups and other groups out in Hawaii. He seems to have been involved out there, but not really at the national level. He served on some corporate boards, taught at West Point, and, you know, he's never really given an interview since he left in the summer of 2003. He told me once that, you know, he would never tell anyone what he recommended to the president. And he also said, you know, he didn't want to be one of those retired officers that commented on what should or shouldn't be done, and he thought that would kind of confuse the troops. It was just something he would never do.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.